Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome again. God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you and you. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. The Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our desire is to bring you the truth from a grassroots level. And all listeners to call in and share the biblical experience so we can grow thereby. The subject is God's Word. God's Word. Father, we thank you now, O God, for your word. We thank you, O God, for being with us and around us and in us and through us. We thank you, God, O God, for bind, seal, and hand on every part. And all the listeners that are calling in, Lord, we ask you to grant their mercy and kindness unto them and give them the victory. Oh, Lord, without your victory, without you, amen, we're just nothing. We're just nothing. Stretch your hand of deliverance, oh, Lord, on those that are sick now. Oh, Lord, those that are in intensive care. Oh, Lord, those that are in stress, trials, and tribulation. Oh, God, according to, amen, the world's problems, but not according to, God, what you had promised us. And, Lord, we bind, seal, and hand, because you said where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And, Lord, we thank you for having us, amen, and being with us. And thank you, oh, Lord, for having mercy and loving us as your servants and as your disciples. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. God bless you and welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Amen. If you desire to call in, amen, you can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. And press 1 on your phone. Those of you calling in for the first time, amen, you press 1 on your phone and our technician will put you in. Amen. You will continue to keep listening. Amen. And we'll be have you in the studio once we open up the studio for you can talk. Amen. We are God's Word. God's Word. Amen. The Bible said, when you have problems in the book of Matthew's, the 18th chapter, amen, 18th, amen, he says where two or three, amen, where two or three disagreement, say, but if you will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, then in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word will be established. Amen. God himself, amen. When we come together, amen, two or three of us is powerful. Two or three in agreement to any subject is powerful. And then when you're not only that, but you have the victory and the assurance that it's true in every situation, in every situation. Amen. We'll be reading from the book of Matthew's. Sorry, the book of Isaiah. But as always, we're reminding you, amen, the book of Proverbs 27 and 17, that it says iron sharpening iron. Amen. That's why we come together, amen, in sharing and discussing material and our experiences, as well as, amen, the Bible says in Proverbs 24 and 6, amen, the multitude of counselors, there's safety. And the multitude of counselors, there's safety. Amen. Proverbs 24 and 16 say, if a just man can fall down seven times and rise up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Amen. So it's very important that we continue to stay with God, regardless of what the situation will be. Amen. God is able to help us. Amen. Even in these trying times. Amen. It might not be your fault. Might not be something that you had planned, but others always plan against you. Amen. But when you fall, amen, you be in God's hands. And God will bring you back up. He will take care of you. Amen. In the book of the Psalmist, Psalms 100, amen, the Psalms 125, verse 3 says, "For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth his hands unto iniquity." The fourth verse says, Psalms 25 and 4 said, "Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and that them that are upright in their heart." Amen. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good and upright in their hearts. Amen. Amen. God have safety. He'll take care of you. Amen. And he is the one, amen, that we serve. Amen. Through his son, Jesus Christ. Through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Those of you, we're in the book of Isaiah, and we always stress the point about what Bible you have. And you should research the Bible. Amen. Don't pick up any word of God because of the fact, amen, you live off of the word of God. You live off of what God's word says. You trust God's word. Amen. Jesus said in the book of Matthew's, amen, in the fourth chapter, he said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Man should not live by bread alone. Amen. But you live by instructions. You live by, amen, the word of God. Amen. Every day, every hour, you are instructed. As you go through life, you have some kind of diagram. You have some information that you follow. Amen. Every day, you be either guiding someone or someone guiding you, amen, in the direction of what God wants to be done. Amen. So man shall not live by bread alone. And what Jesus was saying when Satan was tempting him, amen, in the wilderness, the enemy continued to try to tempt him. Amen. And the Lord spoke to him through the word of God. See, man shall not live, amen, by what we eat. Amen. But we live by the word of God. In the book of Ecclesiastes, and very familiar, amen, to me and to others, amen. I learned to love this chapter. And I found, amen, it's good that you, as you go through the Bible, you'll find little instructions, you'll find little nuggets, you'll find inspiration, amen, because we live off the word. We walk and we move according to the word. It says, Ecclesiastes, the seventh chapter, in 11th verse, say, "Wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there's profit to them that see the sun." 12th verse, say, "Wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense, but the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom give light to them that find it. Amen. Wisdom is a defense. Amen. The more you learn about God's word, the more that God help you, amen, you're able to defend yourself. Amen. You're able to defend yourself. Amen. Not only wisdom and defense, we understand in the world always work off of money. Amen. And they seem to think that money, just like bread, amen, can help them. But Jesus is saying, amen, according to his word, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So we understand and see, amen, we have to have wisdom. Amen. We have to have understanding. Amen. Wisdom, amen, is a defense. You can defend yourself by what you know. Amen. What you know. You know how to drive on the highway. You know how to buy and sell. Amen. It helps you. Amen. It helps you to get the money. Amen. But if you don't have no understanding about money when you have it, amen, it can hurt you. It can hurt you. Amen. So we the more of God's word, amen, it's a great help to you. The more of God's word is a help to you. Amen. We're in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, we're going to work from there. Amen. You have found out, amen, the Bible that you have, amen, the King James Bible, amen, the American Standard, the New International Bible, and the Amplified Bible, amen, good credited Bibles that you can use in your study time, amen, to know that you're living off these words, you're living by these instructions, amen, and the house of prayer that you go to, amen, they help breaking it down, they help you to understand exactly what you involve in, amen. Isaiah 55, and we're going to begin reading from the first verse, amen. It says, "Ho, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters, and he that has no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? And you labor for that which satisfies not. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I give him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt come to call a nation that will know not, and nation that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified thee. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." Isaiah 55:6. "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways, said the Lord. As far as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and the bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it. Amen. God's word goes out, amen, and accomplishes, amen, what he desired to do. We don't come back to him. Amen. So when God says something and things have been recorded right, and God has been given, amen, us his word, amen, things will happen. Things will go forth. Amen. People will be blessed. Amen. Because God knows, amen, everything is possible. Amen. Nothing, if God is for you, who can be against you? Amen. If God has blessed you, who can turn against you? Amen. And fight against you? Amen. Looking at Psalms 119. Amen. 119 and the 41st verse. Let thy mercy come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproach me, for I trust in thy word, and that not the word of truth uttered out of my mouth, for I have hope in thy judgment. So shall keep thy law continue forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimony also before kings, and will not be ashamed. I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up upon the commandments which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Amen. 119th Psalms, the 41st verse. Amen. He says that, amen, that let thy mercy come unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproach me, for I trust in thy word. Amen. God trusts. Amen. Give us his word. God, give us his word. And that's what we're talking about. Amen. God's word. We strive, and if anybody, any counsel and any direction towards God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen, the biblical foundation should be the Bible, should be the final analysis, amen, to work around the Bible, to give someone understanding, amen, their testimony, amen, your testimony people give out, amen, and that's fine, but it also helps you to understand what God is saying, amen, as living testimony. Notice that the twelfth division of Psalms, and the sixth verse says, the word of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of the earth, purified seven times. The word of the Lord are pure words. They are pure words. They've been tried. Amen. Men have said things and they found they offended someone, they insulted someone, and maybe caused unforgiveness, because what you say come out of your mouth means something to God. Words mean something to God. That's a part of your salvation walk. Amen. If you confess with your mouth, Romans 10:9 says, and believe in your heart what you are saying, amen, God will accept that, amen, and that's your beginning walk with Christ, amen, because of what you say, it means very important, let no one, because that's our prayer, we sit and we pray and we talk to the Lord, amen, any time of the day, any week, any moment, any week, amen, of the year, amen, you can express yourself to God from your mouth, amen, and talk with him, verbally, because out of your heart, amen, you speak, amen. Out of your heart, you speak, amen. And once you speak from your heart, God hears. He take heed to that, amen. And during that time that he take heed to it, amen, he can grant any desires of your heart. 27 Psalms, amen. So it's a blessing, amen, in return that God keep his words, amen. The Bible is a book, amen, recorded book by many different languages, amen. That's why we always stress what type of Bible you have. Make sure the translation you have is as pure as possible, amen, correct as possible from out of Hebrew, the Old Testament, Greek from the New Testament, and these mainstream old translations, and can work into, amen, these new translations of the Bible, but you make sure you out of the old translations of the Bible, amen, you keep how close they are. Amen. American Standard do break it down to the American, the English, proper English translations as well. Amen. It helps you to understand, amen, because you live off it. You live off the Word of God. I say you go down the road and if you're in a different country driving and you don't know the translations of the word stop, today they have pictures. Pictures came out. Amen. I remember when I was in a different part of the world, amen, they started having pictures, amen, about turn left and turn right. They have hands out and different arms and things to help those that can't read their language. Amen. God's word, amen, is a word that's been proven. The word of God has been proven. Amen. The word of God has been proven. Amen. And it doesn't have to be tested. We don't have time to go out and try to test the word of God. Amen. If God say you're being healed by his word, amen, you trust his word. And what we have to do is work on our natural mind to accept what he says. The 37th division of Psalms say, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious of the workers of iniquity, for they soon shall be cut down like the grass and withered as the green herbs. Amen. If you read that and you see that, you say, oh, amen, I'm not worrying about how people gain things. The third verse, they trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord and do good. Amen. Trust in the Lord and do good. And we had read the Psalms 125, and the fourth verse say, do good, O Lord, unto those that be good. Amen. And to those that, and them that have an upright heart, uprightness in their heart. Amen. So you have their agreement. God going to trust in the Lord and do good. So shall he dwell in the land, and verily shall thou be fed. Amen. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, who can do that? That's a big statement. He can give the desires of your heart. That's a big statement. Amen. But God is big enough. He is big enough. Amen. He is powerful enough. He knows all and sees all because he created it all. Amen. And he is omnipotent, all-powerful, all-seeing. He's everywhere. So his word stated that he give you the desires of your heart. And some things have to be worked out, working with different people, working with circumstances. Amen. God's ways is not like our ways. That's what Isaiah, we just finished reading Isaiah 55. Amen. He says, amen. So as far as the rain coming down and the snow from heaven, turneth not hither, but watereth the earth, and making it rain forth from budded, and the seed to the sower, So shall my word go forth out of my mouth, and shall not return. Amen. The verse says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways. Amen. It's how God bring victory, how God worked things out. Amen. It's marvelous to understand he doesn't do it the way you expect him. His ways is different. Isaiah 55, I'm reading Isaiah 55. God's ways is different. So to prove out if God's word is true, to prove out what God's word is true, amen. Things that are happening now in this earth and happening all over this world, amen. And we find that Matthew 24 is speaking today and tomorrow news reports, amen, concerning wars and rumors of wars. Amen. Jesus is saying, be not deceived. Amen. They say people will try to come and lie to you and tell you all things about the world coming to the end, things that are happening. Amen. Matthew 24 and 26 says, but the day, but of that day and the hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but of my Father. Amen. Those days concerning when the earth going to pass away. Amen. Nobody knows. But Jesus said, amen, these are the things that will be happening. These are the things that will be going on. Amen. Earthquakes. Amen. Pestilence. That's what's happening now. Danger. Amen. Earthquakes and divers places. Luke has spoke of, amen, the weather going to be perplexed. Amen. That's all kind of climate changing. Amen. All of these things God speaks of. He speaks of. And what it means to us, it means that, amen, don't worry, God's word is true. That he will save you. He will defend you. He will protect you. He will watch over you. But he doesn't do it the way you expect him to do it. Amen. Who can stop an earthquake? Who can stop a rain? Amen. Floods. Amen. All kind of kingdom. He said kingdom against kingdom. Amen. And all of these beginning making men's hearts, they're being sorrowful. They're sorrowful because of what's happening. Amen. So it's important to understand God's word will come forth. We can't stop his word. Amen. We don't know. We better just go along with what's been said, amen, and prepare ourselves, and God will prepare us, amen. He said it before, and he will continue to do so, amen. In Psalms 1, he will take care of us, amen. So what we have to do, we have to live by faith. We have to walk by trusting in God, amen. Might not seem very important to you and to you and to you, but amen, God, amen, he is the word of God. He is the word of God. So as saints of God, we have to live by faith and not by sight. We have to live by faith and not by sight. Amen. We live by faith and not by sight. Amen. We'll find that ourselves that, amen, the world, amen, is in God's hands. Situations are in God's hands. Amen. So there are many conditions. They read about the many conditions. Amen. The saints of God has gone through many conditions and problems. Amen. Has arisen in people's minds. Amen. Be steadfast. Amen. Unmovable. Always abounding in the word of God. Amen. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith, amen, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endureth and seeth him who is invisible. Amen. Faith Amen. In God. Faith in God. Amen. We might not think so. It's important, but we have to trust God in times like these, regardless of what the world says, regardless of what the situation involved. Amen. Yes, these are stressful times. Yes, these are times that tries men's souls. Amen. But God still loves you. God still cares. When we're not here, we're not around, God cares about you. Amen. He looks upon you. Amen. We're going to pray for those, amen, that are, will listen to this broadcast. Amen. Those that are going out, amen, to things that are happening now in their life. Amen. And God said it would be so, and he will do it. He will do it. Amen. Father, we thank you. Lord, we ask you to continue to look upon the broadcast. Oh, God, those that are coming in, oh, Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance and bring a peace of mind. Oh, Lord, bring peace to their mind and bring rest to their souls in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you are able to do everything but fail. Amen. Lord, you spoke one day and said, let there be light, and there was light. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for those those that are listening. Oh, God, how they sacrifice their time for the word. And, Lord, we ask you to give them peace. Give them joy. Amen. And out of confusion, out of problems, in Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. In the book of Philippians, now in the fourth chapter, showing you how God's word, amen, and Paul speaking to the Philippians, amen. We take it up at the fourth chapter of Philippians. Paul said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. Paul is speaking to the Philippians, amen, saying, be careful for nothing. That's a promise of God's words. Amen. He relaxes, amen, you, amen. It takes the stress and the requests off of you. Amen, of how, amen, we should live from day to day, day to day. Amen, stressless. Amen, not worrying so much. Say, take, amen, let your requests be made known unto God. Amen. Peter says, cast all your cares upon him, for he care for you. That's a healthy situation. Amen, it helps you in your health. Amen. Not only that, amen, but Peter said, amen, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. That should, amen, let us know, amen, that Jesus, amen, he is the church. He created the church. He set up the church. Amen. And he began to prepare. We're going to a prepared place. Amen. On this earth. So he said, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. And also, Paul was saying in Philippians, amen, don't worry about things. Don't be so anxious about things. Amen. Be troubled about things and be anxious about things. Amen. Philippians 4, Philippians 4 and 4. Amen. And we have St. John 14. Amen. Say, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. Trouble. Amen. And anxious. Amen. Worrying about things. Amen. And so all these are healthy for you. Amen. And also, amen, in the Psalmist 1, amen, give us about success. Psalmist 1 is give us success, but, amen, whatever you do, amen, your doing will prosper. Amen. Whatever you're doing will prosper. Amen. Amen. In God's word, it says, whatever you're doing, you'll prosper. Meditate in God's word. Amen. God's word is one of the keys to your success. It's the key to your success. Amen. Psalmist 1. Amen. You begin to search through the scriptures. Psalmist 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditate day and night. Philippians talks about, amen, how you should think. Amen. So you think on God's word day and night. Amen. Isaiah saying that he keep you in perfect peace. You keep in perfect peace. Amen. Amen. The Psalmist 1 says, whatsoever he does, he shall prosper. God word bring prosperity. God word bring prosperity. Amen. God's word bring prosperity. God's word. Amen. Bring prosperity. Amen. So if you have him in your heart and your mind and you seek it out, amen, through these, amen. We know we walk this earth. We're in this earth. We involve in earthly things. And amen. We're on our way to heaven. Amen. So to get things done, God give us permission. Amen. And just like a manual. Amen. You go through the manual and you'll find out, amen, what's involved in a car, how to repair a car, how to cook a recipe. Amen. And what's involved, amen, in situations. And the manual tell us in Matthew's 7:7, he said, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open. Everyone asketh, receiveth, he that seeketh, findeth, and he that knocketh, it shall be opened. Amen. The saints of God is outstanding and master researchers. Amen. So they give us the inside authority of how to find information. Today we have the internet. Today we have letters. We have telephone. Amen. We have texts. Amen. And we will seek out, call our friends, call our hookups and our grapevine and all those that you know, amen, that you know you have information for word of mouth, amen, have it spread around, amen, put them on your page, and you can get information, amen. God said, he said it, amen. That's a secret, amen. Many times people go out and look around and seek out, amen, and they'll find, amen, information. Amen. Those that want information, amen, seem like things are not moving for you, go look for yourself. Amen. Try God's word. Try God's word. Amen. You'd be surprised what people have put in your hand. This information, this tool that we have here, amen. I went to another city, invited to sit in on a missionary convention. And a friend of mine came up to me, amen. He said, he introduced me to another individual. And he said, you know, you like to expand your ministry. You like to expand the works that you have. amen, he gave me this information, amen, concerning this blog talk, amen. And you never know, it was the desires of your heart, how to expand something, how to increase, amen, maybe your finance, maybe your home life, or maybe, amen, something on your heart that you want to do, not only for God, maybe for your home. If you're walking upright and living right for God, amen, and Jesus will extend these things. Through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, he will show you visions and dreams. Amen. He'll show you places and things, amen, that can help you. Amen. Because you're still here on this earth. We haven't left yet. We're still here on this earth. Amen. And God want to use you for his glory. He want to use you to draw other people. Amen. You are the light of the world. You put a flashlight on at night. Amen. You can see it for miles. And people walk towards the light because they can see. Amen. Through your life, God, the word of God is a lamp to our feet. He shows us how to stir through and move through this world system. Move and direct ourselves through, amen, through our trials and tribulations. This was happening on this world. So we pray that, amen, the word of God, amen, can be a lamp. And you catch on to it. If you have no friends or no relatives, or you want to just even have a rest of mind, amen, sleep, amen. There's a sleeping problem in the world, amen. Those that are worried about what man said and what man going to do in the pen, amen. But trust in God. How are you trusting God? By following the things about prayer. Amen. Prayer is a great tool. Is the inside secrets in prayer. If anything else, you don't know anything else, just pray. Amen. You pray daily and daily. Prayer will get you through. You might not be a great Bible scholar, a theologian. Amen. Maybe you're just young in Christ. Amen. But prayer will get you through. Amen. Inspiration that the Holy Spirit will give you. And pray and ask God about things that people ask you and they say, oh, there's no Bible today. All Bibles is wrong. Then pray. If you know God lives and if you know God is alive, amen, just pray. Amen. Pray the model prayer. Amen. And be honest. Amen. From your heart. Amen. Ask God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. No more than Matthew's prayer. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that's evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. Prayer will get you through. Prayer will take you some places. Amen, and help you through places that you never thought, amen, that you can go. Amen, and take before people that you never knew before. Amen, they will take you and help you. Help you, because God worked through people. God worked through people, amen. People can put things in your hands, amen. So at these times, in these situations, the word of God is always going to be there for you. Amen. You can pick up the word of God and 24 hours a day, you're going to say the same thing. But then now you have to learn to trust in it. How you learn to trust in it and pray first. Get up in the morning. Your first step, amen, to prayer. Then after your prayer, then go into your fellowship and worship, reading the word of God. Reading the word of God. Have a little prayer time and reading somewhere before you get your day started. Amen. You'll find that your day to go just as smooth. You have a lot of more energy. Amen. Throughout the day. And as you work through the day, amen, somewhere, somehow, put a reminder, amen, about a prayer. Maybe lunchtime, a break time. Amen. Read a little scripture. All depend on where you are Amen. You might have to go into your bathroom or go out in your car. Amen. Somewhere. Amen. Somehow keep your mind on God. Keep your mind on Christ. Amen. You'll find out He'll give you peace. Amen. The God of peace. Amen. He's a peace. Amen. He'll keep your mind. Paul told Timothy, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Amen. Because you're casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Amen. So what we have to do, continue to serve Him, regardless of what men and women say, what people say, what places you go. Amen. There are different people in different areas. Amen. But you have a personal relationship. That's what you call a personal relationship. Amen. You can talk to Him in your car, your home, in your bed. Amen. On your break, your lunch, your dinner. Amen. Even at your dinner time, say a little prayer over your food. Say a little prayer over your food. Adam and Eve, amen, the Bible doesn't say that God told them about, amen, the enemy that was around them. Amen. But He just gave them instruction what to do and what not to do. And after they did not follow His instructions, then they began to find out, amen, how deadly, amen, and how lethal, amen, disobedience is. When Adam and Eve was in the garden, amen, if the Lord told them that you got this and you got that, amen, they probably would have believed it, but he was leading them and teaching them how to, amen, follow His instruction. Follow His instruction. Amen. So many times God give you information. He might not tell you exactly why He wants you to do it. He might not even want you to worry about how He wants you to worry about it. But if you just follow His instruction, amen, He preparing and He's taking care of us. He doesn't want us to worry about the things by day. The 91st division of Psalms. Amen. We just pray all the time. Amen. Say, God, hinder us, you know, hedge us and hide us. Amen. Under Your blood and under Your word. And you'll find, amen, that things that go on, you never knew nothing about it. You sleep like a baby. Amen. You be so rested in mind and confident. When things start working, amen, and you feel not sure about it, you're not rested about it, amen, talk to God about it. Talk to God about it. Amen. It might be something that He doesn't want you to do, amen, until you find peace. So God comes that we have peace in our spirit and our mind. So we pray it out and pray it through. Amen. But Adam and Eve, amen, I don't believe that they knew, amen, what but the enemy was in the garden. I don't believe so. I believe this. Eve just constantly talked to the serpent, and this might be one of the things that she thought that really he just didn't really was that big of a danger. They didn't know nothing about danger and hindrance and lying and disease. Amen. But God told them, say, don't do that. Now let's go ahead on. Don't worry about that. I take care of that. Amen. Amen. That's our fathers and our parents. Amen. We do with our children, and something come up, say, oh, I ain't going to tell you about it. Don't worry about that. Don't do that. I'll take care of that. I don't want you to worry about that. I can handle that. Amen. So Adam and Eve, amen, God spoke His word and told them and helped them. Amen. So God's word is valuable. Amen. It's something that we have, and it's a like I say, if you read it, pray about it, get up in the morning, pray, read your scriptures, and go about your daily life. And all through the day, maybe have a song and a hymn and a spiritual song. Amen. We're about to close now. We probably can take one or two, amen, comments. Amen. We're talking about God's words in the studio. Amen. Anybody would like to tap in? All you have to do is push one on your phone, those calling for the first time. Amen. Make some comments about how you like God's word, maybe a vision or a dream. Amen. Or maybe that's a testimony. Amen. That's what we're about, sharing one to another. Amen. Because it gives us confidence in knowing that you're not the only one. Amen. Peter said, don't think it's strange that you're the only one. Amen. So we're in the studio. You can push one on your phone and leave your phone on and just talk just like we're talking now. Amen. We're working from phone to phone and, amen, and spreading God's word. God's word, Isaiah 55, amen. And the Lord was saying, my words and my thoughts are not your thoughts. Amen, amen. Is the earth higher? And the heaven is higher than the earth. Even so, my ways. God work out what things that you never thought he would work things out. Amen. That's why we stress prayer. You can be praying about a subject. You might be thinking you're praying about something. And the Holy Spirit take it over and working in areas that you should have been praying. Amen. That's Romans 8. Amen. The Holy Spirit, he knows how, what we should be praying for. Amen. Sometimes we pray and we be praying about one thing, but just be in the presence of God. Is valuable, just being in God's presence. You know, like you come into church, amen, through psalms and hymns and have your mind on Christ, amen, just being in his presence, amen, just being there. I think of many times how people love pets, amen. I know we greater than pets, but the idea, amen, a pet can't talk, amen, unless you teach them or whatever, but they be just sitting there by you. Amen. They get in the car with you. They move around. You feed them. Amen. They do a little barking if you got a dog or whatever. Amen. But they just be as a companionship. As a companionship. Amen. The Holy Spirit, Jesus said, I'll send you another comforter. Amen. The Holy Spirit is our companion. He's our comforter. He comforts us. Amen. He shields us. He teaches us. Encourages us, he guides us, he reminds us, he's everything. He said, I haven't left you at all. Amen, amen. All right, we thank God for all of you that's being in this program. Amen. You can always go back and view it again. Amen. We're going to open it up now for prayer. Those that like to give a prayer, amen, a short prayer, amen. You can push one on your phone. Amen. We're praying for times like these. Amen. Let's push one on your phone, and our technician will put you in. And I will read your area code and your last four digits. Amen. And that means that you are on the air. Amen. We're talking about the Word of God, and God's Word is a lamp. Amen. He's a help to us. Amen. If after this program is over, you can sit there and read His Word. Amen, and meditate on it. Amen, and if you begin to read his word and meditate on it, amen, and sing or preach or write, amen, you'll find that he's there with you. He's there. Paul said he's even in your heart. 1 John 4:4 said, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. We're working down now to the last 5 minutes of our broadcast, at the end of our broadcast. Just reminding you as well, amen, of Proverbs 27:17. Amen. It's one of the reasons we're in this broadcast that iron sharpening iron. Amen. We're going to help the continence of a friend. We're trying to help one another. Amen. And as well as Proverbs 24:6 says, in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. In the multitude of counselors. Amen. Mother 24:16 says, for a just man can fall 7 times and rises up again. Amen. God, amen, is with us. Amen. He put too much investment in us. He created us in his own image, in his own likeness. Amen, to that you might have stumbled, you might have had some problems or situation, but God is always with you. Amen. He will not turn his back on you. Amen. Psalms 125 in the fourth verse say, do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and of an upright heart, God will do good to you. Amen. I'm just praying that God will do good to you. Amen. For those that are good. And recapping and slowing down, and amen. Psalms 1 in your notes. Amen. God bless those that, amen. If you try to do something godly, amen, he'll help you to prosper. That's what his word says. Amen. Isaiah, we've gone over Isaiah 55 concerning 5 and 6, that God's words and his ways is different. Amen. Ecclesiastes 7, 12 and 13 say, well, Ecclesiastes 7 and 12 say, the word of God, amen, wisdom is a defense. The more you learn about God, you know, money is a defense. Amen. Well, you can defend yourself. The more you learn about God and you put God's words to action, God's word, Psalm 1, says you'll prosper. Prosperity is coming, come to you the more you learn about God, and the more you have confidence in God, and the more you worked, amen, towards righteousness, amen, God will help you and encourage you. Amen. He will heal you and bless you. Amen. Because he want the world to see his glory in you. You are the light of the world. Like fishermen, amen, you was out there fishing, amen, you be the bait. Amen. People run to you and say, oh, how are you this guy there? How are you that way? Oh, how are you holding up? Why are you guys still encouraged? Amen. Why is this? You got God on your side. Amen. He's your strength. You don't have to do nothing but just get up in the morning, pray, read your Bible. Amen. And keep him on your mind all through the day. And you'll find that your day will just float right along. All right. We can take a 30-second prayer. Amen. We're getting out of here now. We thank God for all of you. Let's push one on your phone. If you want to give us a quick prayer, amen. Quick prayer. We pray, thank God for you. Amen. God is blessing you. Regardless of what you might think, his ways is not like our ways. Amen. His ways is not our ways. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for those that have came in. Oh God, we thank you right now, God, for those that have been with us. And we thank you for the audience, God, how you're blessing them and lifting them up and guiding them on the way. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for everything you're doing. In Jesus Christ we pray. Go to our website, www.jciministries.org. As well, if you want to read, you want to see, hear more of these broadcasts throughout the day and throughout the night, if you got to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, blogtalkradio.com/Bishop Poole, and you'll find the last two or three years of broadcasting, and you can hear anytime you want. Amen. We appreciate you. We love you. Amen. Be encouraged. Everything is going on. The word of God is always going to be with you. And God has been telling us this is going to happen. It's going to come through the land. Amen. But you're always going to be going through. You can look at us on Facebook on Sunday, this Sunday coming up, Easter Sunday. Amen. Jesus Christ International and Ministry on Facebook. And as well as YouTube. We have a couple of programs already on. Amen. You can go back and view those. Amen, in your computers. God bless you. Until next time, keep the faith, because without faith it's impossible to please God. But when you have faith in God, you trust him, and you live for him. And you know what? He will not forsake you, neither turn his back on you. God bless you. Thank you.